Well, let's get into our interview today with Cassie Peters. Good morning once again, Cassie. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Well, it's been a great opportunity to meet you. I know we got to talk briefly last week. And Cassie, you were in town working with the local foods group. Can you just tell us, give us an overview of what 10 Rivers does in our community?
10 Rivers Food Web, we work across Lynn, Benton, and Lincoln County. And our actual mission statement is that we build stronger communities in Lynn, Benton, and Lincoln counties by nourishing a local food system to ensure healthy food for all. And by that, we envision a food shed that is resilient and robust in the face of ecological and economic pressures, with at least 30% of the food consumed in our three counties being locally grown, processed, and distributed. So we work to make connections among the three counties and to support food and farming for everyone.
It seems like you're a fairly new organization, about 3 or 4 years old. What's the history?
Well, actually, we have been around for quite a bit longer than that, but we've been a fairly quiet organization. The idea for 10 Rivers and our mission first came about in 1999, with some different people in our communities coming together to talk about food security and farming and issues related to those issues. And we've been working as, we worked as a volunteer-driven organization for over 10 years, but you're right, it was in 2010 that we first had staff. And so in 2010, Oregon Food Bank worked with 10 Rivers Food Web to place 2 AmeriCorps Rare members in one in Lincoln County and one in Benton County. And since then, we've grown our staff, and now we have myself, I'm a full-time staff person, and we have several other people on our staff. So there's 4 of us all together.
Got you. I see. And, you know, maybe with, you know, the modern websites these days and social media and different things like that, it seems like we're starting to see, you know, our access to this information, which I think is a great thing.
Yeah, you can read more about our history on our website. We actually have a pretty extensive history page on our website that talks about our development.
Cassie, you know, it seems to me like maybe you would call it a trend or an increasing awareness in our food systems, where we're getting our food. You know, I know for me, documentaries have been a great source of learning about what's happening with our food. Do you feel like there's a critical mass and a new movement in the direction of the Food Rivers mission as well? Is something going on out there?
I think there is. I think you're right that there's, with social media and documentaries that have been coming out and the consolidation of our food system happening so rapidly over the past 10 or 15 years, there is a lot more awareness about where our food comes from. I think there are a lot of issues that there are a lot of factors at play. I think the development of farmers markets and has given people the opportunity to connect in a different way with food producers. I think that has part of it, is part of it. And I do think that because we have so much more information available to us than we did 15 or 20 years ago, that people are becoming more and more aware of some of the impacts of an industrial food system and want to go back to a more local food system.
Yeah, I think it's great. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Cassie Peters. She is the executive director of 10 Rivers Food Web. So, Cassie, we're going to take a break. Listeners, we're taking a break, and we'll be back in just a minute. So, both of you, stay with us.
Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Hall's? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Hall's? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Hall's Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Hall's Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Hall's.
We're back with Lincoln County Connections talking to Cassie Peters. She's the executive director of 10 Rivers Food Web. Cassie, are you still with us?
I am.
Excellent. Thanks for hanging in. Cassie, you gave us an overview of 10 Rivers Food Web. And maybe we could break into the kinds of things you're doing here in Lincoln County. Ten Rivers is serving Lynn and Benton. Are there similar programs in all of the counties? Is there anything different about us? What's happening here?
Well, the programs in each of the counties, we definitely have cross-county programming. So the three, just to go back a little bit to some of the work that we do, as we said before, we are working to create a local food system across mm-hmm. the three counties. And part of the vision of our organization and the reason that we came into being many years ago is that members of the community were looking at our food system and what would happen if there were to be an interruption in the way that we get our food currently. How would we feed ourselves? And as we look from Lynn to Benton to Lincoln County, we can see that within these three counties, we have the capacity to have a complete food system. So as we look at over here at the Valley, I'm in Corvallis today, so as we're looking over here in the Valley, we can grow different types of crops. What we can have over in the coast complements that. So of course we have seafood coming from the coast, we have lots of berries, we have ranchers, and there are people who are growing fruits and vegetables over there too. Over here we have the capability to produce grains and beans and of course lots of produce. So we look across that and see that we truly can have a complete food system within these three counties, across these three counties. So we look to link the three counties together and support a food system within them, not separate food systems for each three counties.
And Cassie, so, can I ask you something right there?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
When we think about access and even that food security or that food safety components, was there a time when everything was just completely regional? And are we in a situation at this point where if something was to happen to transportation, we would be at a lack?
Yes, okay. I would say that's entirely accurate. And so what we're trying to do is raise awareness about the fact that our food system, our current industrial food system, is precarious, and to encourage people to grow their own food or to source their own food locally.
Mm.
So when I think about local food, I think the most, as local as we can get is best. So if I can grow it in my own yard, that's ideal. If I can get it from a farmer in my own neighborhood or town, great. And for different products, we have to source a little further out. So that's really what we try to encourage. And we do that through several different programs. We have three main areas that we work in. The first one is to increase food literacy through education and events. So we do film series, we do farmer talks, we have had events that showcase local producers, and lots of other events that we put on that we try to bring people in from the community and educate them about local food. We also share a lot of resources on our website and through social media. We just want people to be aware of all of the great things that our counties do have to offer that are being grown and raised here locally.
Mm-hmm.
And the other piece, another piece that we work on is access. So we're working to increase access to healthy local foods through our That's My Farmer programming. And That's My Farmer includes about four different projects that we're working on right now. So we work with farmers markets throughout the counties to help them offer a SNAP incentive. SNAP is Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program,
mm-hmm.
formerly known as Food Stamps. So we work with markets to, first of all, make sure that they, if they're interested, that they have the capability to accept SNAP benefits. They need to have an EBT machine, so we've helped some markets to get those. And then we also support their efforts in having a SNAP incentive offered at the market. The way the incentive works is if a SNAP recipient comes and uses $6 or more in SNAP benefits, they can receive a match of $6.
Great.
Now, that's dependent upon the market having the funding for that. We're actually holding a convening of farmers market managers tomorrow to help them with messaging, fundraising, and becoming sustainable on their own to support that program. We also offer farmers market tours to different groups that may be low income or you know, are typically low income, so we've done some senior tours and other tours. We did a Latino farmers market tour in Newport last summer, and we're looking to do more tours this year. And this past summer we launched our That's My Farmer fruit and vegetable prescription program. That was the first fruit and vegetable prescription program in the state of Oregon. And with that program, we partnered with a low-income healthcare clinic who had a program for diabetic patients and a local physician in the Albany Farmers Market. We ran a 16-week pilot to see how, make sure all the pieces were in place, and we're looking to bring that to all three of our counties in the future. That's been really exciting for us. And we're getting ready this spring to launch our That's My Farmer Gardens program. That's in partnership with Oregon Food Bank, and we're working with a large number of master gardeners to offer a free 5-week beginning gardening course designed for low-income populations. We're actually hosting a training for that on February 1st, so if anyone is interested in attending that training, they can visit the website, or they can contact me, actually, would be the best way to learn more about that. And then we work on economic development for farmers. Of course, if we want to increase local food, we need to have more people growing food for our communities. So we have several online tools that we have available for farmers to market themselves. We have an online local food directory. It's searchable. You can find anything from farmers markets to farm stands, direct contact to producers, restaurants that serve local food, craft beverage producers, value-added producers. We have a lot of different categories on there, so if you're looking to find a local product, you can search on our local food directory, and if you're a producer, you can list your business on our directory free of charge.
Cassie, is that local food directory on TenRedRiversFoodWeb.org?
It is.
Okay.
It is on our website. And we've been working on a new product. We redesigned our website this last summer, and we're working on a new product that our new website allows us to have, producer pages. And these are pages a farmer or a producer can have a page on our website that they can create with pictures, text, tell more about their production practices or their products. And it's aimed at producers who don't have the resources to have their own website. This allows them to have a page within our website that can tell a little bit more about their story.
Wonderful.
And then finally, we're working with EcoTrust up in Portland on a regional food hub that is aimed at connecting wholesale buyers and wholesale producers. So again, another online tool. And then in other places that we work to create economic development, of course, we work to showcase producers, local producers at our events and raise awareness so that there's more demand. We've worked to support farmers markets, developing farmers markets to increase access to customers. And we're currently working on a project to look at accessing institutional markets. So just yesterday we held a wholesale success training for farmers here in Philomath, and we're looking at ways that producers can access institutions such as OSU or Oregon Coast Community College or the public schools. So we're just trying to find ways that farmers can make a living wage growing our food.
Well, Cassie, you are very, very busy. Let's take a quick break, though. Maybe we can wrap up talking about the Designing the Food Web this Saturday. So
yeah. If
you're listening to us, you are listening to Cassie Peters. She's the executive director of Ten Rivers Food Web. And we'll take a quick break and be back and finish the program. Stay with us. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections, Ten Rivers Food Web. We're talking to Cassie Peters. She's the executive director. Cassie, wow, so much stuff that you're doing. Kira Morgan, the news director for the Quinnebay Communications, said she's going to be calling you to have you on her show, because really, we're just barely tapping into all the kinds of neat things that you're doing. Last night, I went to Cafe Mundo for the first of your four-part film series on King Corn. Really nice. And this is the second year you've been doing that, correct?
This is actually our third year series, but our second year at Cafe Mundo. So we did a film series in 2012, but it was at the library.
Well, it was just really nice vibe up there. And I wasn't able to stay, but when I got home, I was able to find King Korn on YouTube, which was nice, and I began watching that. And very great. These food documentaries are just wonderful ways to really learn a lot.
Yeah, I think that's a great film. That's one of my favorites.
So this weekend, Designing the Food Web, tell us about what's going to happen in this event.
Well, this is our first event with our Designing the Food Web series. So we, again, will be holding a Design the Food Web farmer-grower meeting in each of our three counties, and we're kicking it off in Lincoln County in Toledo on Saturday. And we have three board members who are all producers, farmers, and one from each county, which is great. Mm-hmm. So I will be there along with our community organizer and outreach coordinator, Katie Alexander, and our three farmers, Harry McCormick, Andrew Still, and Randy Walker. Randy farms out in Sillette, Walker Farms. And we want to get people together just to find out more about how we can create more programming around economic development for farmers, and we need to hear from farmers what they're looking for. So we really want to just learn about the opportunities and barriers that they see in our local food system.
Yeah, any kind of foreshadowing, and we're getting close to the end of the program, but you know, what are the opportunities and challenges? I know that's a big open-ended question. Probably shouldn't be asking such an open-ended question like that, but what kind of things do you anticipate? Some good things to come out of it?
I do. I think that the opportunities, what we really are interested in learning is, are the farmers in our region more interested in expanding direct marketing opportunities, or are they interested, do we have a significant number of producers and farmers who are looking for accessing wholesale markets, because there are a lot of challenges in that. We no longer have a large number, or really many at all, small-scale processing facilities. There's access to distribution. There are regulatory issues that need to be addressed if a producer is going to switch over from a direct marketing model to possibly a bifurcated model of direct marketing and wholesale marketing, or to go completely into wholesale. So we really need to know if that's what producers are interested in, and then if it is, to start addressing those challenges. And this is something that's happening across the state and the country, really. So we just want to hear from producers so we know better how to tailor our programming to fit their needs.
Well, great. Well, thank you for everything that you're doing and taking a moment in your busy week to get the word out here to Lincoln County. Cassie, so, and as a general rule, how do we contact you?
People can find out what we have going on through our website. We have an online calendar. We have a blog. We're on Facebook. You can like us on Facebook. And you can contact me directly. My contact information is all on the website under the About Us tab. And then staff. So, yeah, people can just contact me directly if they have additional questions or want to talk more about the work we're doing.
Well, thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
Thanks,
and if you just joined us, 10riversfoodweb.org, you can find out more information. Next week, another film series at Mundo as well.
Yeah, we're having three more films, and we're having matching speakers with each of them. So our next two films...